right now, we're waiting to see what happens with the House package. The Speaker of the House and some others have come up with a plan they believe to move forward. The concern I would have with it right now is that it kind of goes part way. It doesn't go all the way. And if we have to come back and visit this, I don't see that working. I see that being a lot of heartburn. People are frustrated. They feel like, you know, their taxes are too high and they're paying too much. And so the roads are kind of the recipient of it, unfortunately. But we've got to fix it. And we've been putting general fund money into it quite a bit, actually, but not near enough to really solve the problem. So when I get back, we'll have to sit down with some of the House folks and ask them, you know, what their plan is and where they're going to go with it. And then if that's the consensus with everybody, then we'll probably start moving it in the Senate.
Yeah, I know that there's been some discussions in the House proposals that actually have issues with potential tax increases, some fee increases, and I know that some of your colleagues in the House are saying, no, that's not going to fly.
Yeah, that's where they're running into some roadblocks. And the fact is, if they do move something like that, it's going to be hard because if people are really jittery and we're heading into an election season, all that plays part of it.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to do that, it just seems like, why would you just go and try to fix a little bit of it instead of fix the whole thing? And the problem we got, Walt, is our tax and the way we fund our roads right now worked for a long time, but it's getting antiquated. And now, if we're going to fix it, we should be looking at a long-term fix, do it and get it over with and be done for the next generation.
Well, I know we'll be watching that issue in particular closely here because it's an issue here. It's an issue around the state with bad roads, but here in Upper Michigan with all the shipping and everything that has to be done on the roads, we need them in good shape. We're speaking with State Senator Tom Casperson this morning. And Tom, the other thing is, of course, in the news, the governor giving Marquette County an emergency declaration, but also this issue of this winter having a lot of impacts on municipalities and funding with the issues with water main breaks and those types of things. Just your thoughts on that, especially with representing the entire, or at least most of the Upper Peninsula. There's a lot of issues up here to worry about. I'm sure you've heard quite a bit about what's going on.
Well, we have, and I'm glad to see the governor did it with Marquette. Clearly, you can see this stuff unfolding before our very eyes, and so I think that's a good start. But we've got the rest of the counties that need to be submitting their declaration and keep an eye on what's happening, and I think you're going to see this thing even grow beyond Marquette and try to help everybody, including downstate. There's some pockets downstate that are running into the same problem. And I think eventually, Walt, what's going to happen is we're going to hit the point where we're going to qualify for federal relief along with whatever the state can do at this point. And that's where we really have to head because the problem's that big.
Isn't it interesting, though, Todd, when you look at it, that it's like issues that we've been dealing with on a lot of levels up here for many winters because of various problems. But now that it's reached a little bit more around the state, it's a little more palatable to get some things done.
Well, I could make the same argument even across the country. I mean, when down south gets hit, you know, it seems like the cavalry comes out and all hands on deck to get it resolved. And up north, we've been so used to taking care of ourselves through tough winters and tough storms and whatever might hit us. And now we, you know, I guess it's our turn. We need some help here. And I think they're a little bit surprised by why would they need help. We never have before to really speak of. And other than back in your, I think the mid-90s was the last time something like this ever happened, but it's time for other folks to step in and help out. This is that big.
State Senator Tom Casperson with us this morning. Tom, while we have just a couple of moments, I was looking at your website earlier this morning, and I know you have a link there for information about something called Citizens for Professional Wildlife Management. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the wildlife management is something that we all should be paying attention to, I think, and it's important. Unfortunately, at times when you talk about wildlife, it can go in several different directions. One would be more of almost like using land or not using land, or, you know, wildlife that's used for our enjoyment or just to look at it. And so you got two different ideologies with it, and I think it's important that we engage and have our say in how we believe it should be. So that's really what's behind it, is to get behind wildlife management in a way that I think a lot of the sportsmen up here would agree with.
Yeah, seems like it's based on basically, as you're saying, and you've been talking about this, scientific management concepts all along.
Well, we have, and the scientific part of it, sometimes science when you hear that word, it seems like whoever's saying it, then it's their science, and that's the way we should manage. And so it still comes down to, I think, the will of the people and the people being engaged and involved in making some of these decisions based on where they want to see the government go with some of this. And that's I just am convinced that people have to engage and be a part of this.